Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today we're doing an NFC West division preview. But I can't do it by myself. You all know it is Monday. We are live on Facebook and YouTube, which means I have to bring on one of the most talented men in all of sports broadcasting. It is Madman Mark Mancini. What's going on, brother?
Well, you're too nice, but man, oh man, I love this. The olive branch you've given me in the Dixie each and every Monday. So proud to be in Atlanta talking Atlanta sports with you. And I can't wait to get ready to rip this thing up.
Hey, it's going to be a great show. And also, if you enjoy the video, the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube, as I mentioned. Also, our podcast, you can check out every single day thanks to the Believe Podcast Network on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you're listening to a show. We do some quick shows, right? 15 minutes up to an hour, just depending on what we're talking about, who we're talking to. Amazing. We're doing division preview, game previews for college and NFL. Amazing history specials as well, learning about some of the game's greatest players you might have forgot about or didn't even know about. And also, our guy, Mr. Bob Butler, hosts legends interviews with Super Bowl champions, NCAA champions, or just some interesting people he knows in his life. And it is a great show, usually every week, so go check that out as well. Well, Mark, with the NFL right around the corner, we're just there. We're knocking out these previews. Let's talk about the West. And let's go with the Seattle Seahawks first. Of course, we know Pete Carroll's been doing his thing there for quite some time. But what do you think about the Seahawks team this upcoming season, man?
Well, I'll tell you, the beginning of the end was when that defense, they started to move some of them key players, and then the whole thing fell apart more or less when Russell Wilson was dealt to Denver. This is a team that's in transition. Pete Carroll's been there a long time. But even Pete Carroll's going to have his work cut out to try to keep these guys over 6 wins for the year, and that's going to be quite hard, man. The Seahawks, we haven't seen the Seahawks been this bad in quite a while, pretty much since their existence when they came into the league. But man, oh man, how the mighty have fallen, and to see these guys at the bottom of the barrel, I don't know, man. The future doesn't look bright for these guys anytime soon.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit rough. And like you mentioned, they got rid of a lot of their key staples this past offseason. Of course, Wilson being the main part there. But it's going to be rough for Pete Carroll and company, right? I know the wide receiver core is going to be the bright spot for this team, of course, with DK, with Lockett. But, I mean, other than that, man, it's going to be rough. I know they've announced Geno Smith is going to be the starting quarterback for this season. We'll see how that goes. With Drew Lock, the man who they traded Russell Wilson for as the backup now. So that tells you just how that trade might have went. Of course, you know, Charles Cross, their first round pick, see how he can do on the offensive line throughout the year, how he progresses. And I think kind of the sad part about it, man, is we know that Seattle has built a reputation on defense, just guys who will rip your head off and get 20 picks a season. I just don't see it this year, man. There's a lot of unrecognizable faces there, a lot of guys who people might not know unless they really study the game, and it's going to be a rough year, I think, for the Seattle Seahawks. But like you mentioned, man, they had a good run, that little window, they got, you know, Super Bowls and whatnot, but
Unfortunately, now it looks like they're going into that rebuild mode, and they are fully going for it. So we'll see how they can do this upcoming year, if they can get any surprise victories. But ain't looking too nice there. It's looking a little bit rainy in Seattle, if I do say so.
Yeah, and not only that, in the preseason, they've looked pretty good on the road against Pittsburgh and Dallas. They've kind of held their own, but, you know, holding your own and coming up short, you know, the bottom line is you're still going to get that L on wins and losses.
Yep. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, that's just how it's going to shake out. But let's keep on rolling, man. Let's talk about Kyler Murray. Let's talk about Cliff Kingsbury and these Arizona Cardinals. What you like about them? How are they going to do this year?
Well, I've always said you're not going to win in this league with, you know, 5'5" type of quarterbacks. I call them Papa Smurfs. When you look at somebody like a Kyler Murray, or you look at a Tua in Miami, these guys can't see over the defenses. I'm a big fan of pocket passers, somebody that can oversee the defenses where you can pick up the blitz and the defensive ends coming in at you. But Kyler Murray, you know, to me, the jury's out. I mean, I think he should have played baseball with the Oakland A's. That's a story for another day. They rewarded him with a big contract. You know, let's face it, giving a quarterback's like buying a house in California. Price keeps going up for chicken coops. But that's a story for another day. You know, Kyler Murray's one part of it. Kingsbury, you know, needs to get this team on track. Unfortunately, I think they're going backwards more so than forwards. You know, they've brought in some pieces there. Watt was a big acquisition last year. We'll see what he can do this year, you know, keep staying healthy. But to me, the Cardinals, they're going to be a pretender more so than a contender. The only thing that's saving them, you know, Logan, is the division. The division's pretty much wide open after the Rams and maybe push for a playoff spot. But other than that, I don't see the Cardinals doing much of anything.
Yeah, and talking about this Cardinals team, you mentioned Murray got his big contract that was expected for him to get. And, of course, we know the whole debacle that happened for a few days with the whole film study clause that it was in there and then it wasn't in there. That just didn't sit well with me, man. I mean, I don't know. I don't want my star quarterback leaking that there is a study clause in there. And that, it just didn't sit well with me. And looking at this Cardinals lineup here on offense, you know, of course, you know, you got Kyler Murray who's going to be running the machine with James Conner in the background. Who's, you know, he's a decent little running back. He's not great, but he's not the worst in the league. He's just right in the middle. A veteran O-line with a lot of guys been in the league for a long time. It can be good, but also they are getting older, which means they would be more prone to injuries. And the receiving core, we know with A.J. Brown, the vet, Marquise Hollywood Brown coming on over. And the old man who I like a lot, Mr. Rondale Moore, is going to be having a good year, I think. But the defense for this team, like you mentioned, kind of opposite of Seattle, I think the defense is going to be the strong point for this Cardinals lineup here. I love Zaven. I love Zaven Collins, man. He was a great player. Isaiah Simmons. You mentioned if J.J. Watt is healthy, I know he's getting older. He is still a wrecking ball in the league. Of course, Buda Baker out there as well. They have a pretty good lineup on defense. I expect them, if they want to have a successful season, for their defense to really step up this year and have a great year as opposed to just a shootout offense. I think their defense need to step up a little bit stronger. But like I said, I think the Cardinals will be okay this year. I'm just, like you mentioned, man, this division is wide open, honestly.
No, it really is. And, you know, the defense is going to hold them in some games. It's that offense, if they can get themselves on track, you know, especially against these high-powered teams they're going to face this year. It's going to be interesting to see how the Cardinals fare. You know, you can bend that defense, and if that defense is on the field for an extended period of time, you know, they can get worn out. So it's going to be interesting to see how long they can keep this upright in the desert. I don't think it's going to be a team that's going to do much of anything other than try to, you know, tread water in the NFC West.
Be an interesting year for Arizona for sure. But let's switch it over now to another team who is having a little bit of turmoil trying to figure things out in San Francisco with the 49ers. Man, what are they doing over there? What's going on with this 49ers ball club, Mark?
Well, the big question is they don't know what to do with Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah. They don't know what the heck to do. And, you know, here's a guy that when he's healthy, he can win games. We saw what he can do, but they put their faith in Trey Lance over here, and I'm not a big fan of this guy. And I've said this numerous times, what you should have done was you should have drafted Pitts out of Florida, would have had Kittles and Pitts there in San Francisco and kept Garoppolo. They went out and drafted Lance, and Lance to me is not going to be a guy that leads you to the promised land. Garoppolo did lead you there, but unfortunately, you're not sold on this guy. And you kind of look at this guy, you know, that it's more of a deterrent than a positive, and that's sad. I mean, you know, I think when I look at Garoppolo, they look at him like they looked in Chicago, like they looked at Rex Grossman. They didn't have a lot of faith, even though the guy led him to the Super Bowl. So this is interesting. Until they resolve that situation, I don't know what San Francisco is going to do, but I think they're better than the Cardinals and the Seahawks in this division. Can they get to the playoffs? Well, we talked about the NFC being wide open. If they were in the AFC, they would have no chance. But in the NFC, they got a prayer's chance.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, the real deal with this 49ers team, after the whole Deebo Samuel contract negotiations that went on for a very long time, that he finally got locked up for, rightfully so. Deebo's a tremendous player and probably the best player on this team. Then it switched over to, is it going to be Trey Lance? Is it going to be Jimmy G? And honestly, we still didn't figure it out. I mean, I know Trey's been in the preseason doing his thing, looking pretty good. But we know Jimmy hasn't done much. He's still on the team. And you kind of know just the team chemistry there is just kind of off. I mean, this guy led you to multiple playoff appearances. And now he's going to just ride the bench until he gets traded? And there's not that many teams who need a quarterback right now, honestly. So it's not like there's a bunch of trade partners. And, I mean, you know, like you said, they put a lot of faith in Trey Lance. I mean, they traded how many picks to get him?
Yeah.
And just for him to sit all of last year. And I guess that, you know, Shanahan and company just want him to jumpstart his career as opposed to a Jordan Love, as I always say, out there in Green Bay and just sit behind Rodgers and, you know, learn his craft and then just buy his time. I guess they're just wanting to hotshot it and get him in there first, which, I mean, it's interesting to see because, I mean, like I said, you're getting rid of Garoppolo, who I don't think he's a tremendous quarterback. I don't, you know, obviously he doesn't have the arm, the speed. It's not like he excels in one category. Like you said, he wins. I mean, it don't matter. It don't look pretty, but he wins, though. And Lance is just, you know, like I said, he's unproven. He's a rookie. We haven't seen much from him. And they're taking a big risk because they have a good team around him. You mentioned George Kittle, who's a top five tight end. They have a really good defense as well with Armstead, Bosa, of course, Fred Warner, and a bunch of other guys who are looking really good. And there's just too many questions with this 49ers team. I'm with you, man. I can't trust them this year. It's not like it was last year. We know they barely got in the playoffs. They were looking pretty good, made a good run. I don't see it this year. I just don't, you know?
No, and not only that, the only advantage they really have is the team at the top of the division they're 5-1 against in their last six games, so they kind of own the Rams here. But other than that, I mean, yeah, you could beat that top team and maybe knock them a few notches, but, you know, I just think this team is fully entrenched in second place in the NFC West.
I feel you. And let's talk about that team you just brought up, the champs, the Los Angeles Rams, man. How are they going to do this year? They're going to get the division? They're going to maybe get back to the Super Bowl? How do you think they're going to shake out this season?
Well, they're the hunted right now. And, you know, I've never been a big Sean McVay guy. Mm. And he's a rah-rah guy, you know, the former offensive coordinator with the Washington Redskins. And worked wonders with Kirk Cousins there. And he's done wonders in L.A. But, you know, when you look at this guy, you're looking at a division that, you know, you can waltz through it, so you're not going to get battle-tested. They will get battle-tested in the first week here. They get Buffalo, their preseason games. They haven't been, you know, so-so. You know, when you looked at the Chargers, their last game against the Bengals, they came up short 16-7. But this is a team that's hiding an injury here to Matthew Stafford. Mm-hmm. They said it's a freak injury. If you're going to open up the season with Bryce Perkins, good luck with that. You got a good running attack. Your defense is your strength there. And then you got Cooper Kupp. I think it's basically trying to get this team to do everything that worked right last year to work again this year. And when you look at it, Tampa's going to be strong. There's going to be some teams and the NFC that are going to give the Rams a run for their money. And that schedule is pretty tough for the Rams when you look at it. They're dealing with, you know, the NFC South there.
Yeah, and I mean, we, you know, obviously, you know, coming off this bowl year, you know, it was going to be a tough schedule for this team. And like you mentioned, the kind of the question mark surrounding Matthew Stafford with that freak elbow injury that they're going to baseball specialists about, because it's primarily a baseball injury that they don't see very often in football. It's got my concern slightly. Hopefully it doesn't carry on, but like you mentioned, if they are without Stafford for a few games, I don't trust the backups enough. They don't have proven backups to carry this team as a Super Bowl defending champs. But like you mentioned, they have a pretty good offense around him. I know, you know, obviously they lost a couple of receivers just because once you get a Super Bowl, you won't get a bag from anywhere. But they still have a good one. They got Allen Robinson. I liked him coming over from Chicago. That's a good pickup there. Jefferson's a nice little piece there. Of course, Cooper Kupp, we know what he did last year. Tremendous breakout year for him. And then I like Akers and Henderson, the running backs. They have a pretty good tandem right there. And like you mentioned, the defense is the strong suit for this team. Aaron Donald, you know, people can say the best player in the league right now, is just a force of havoc, man. He will go through anyone, no matter who you are. Double teams, triple teams. He's going to find a way to get to the quarterback or get that tackle for loss, no matter what. And they have, you know, Bobby Wagner, they got Leonard Floyd, and a lot of other guys, man, who Ramsey as well in the corners. I mean, they're looking good. And they drafted pretty good on defense, too, with Kendrick coming from Georgia and a few other guys. I think that the Rams are pretty much the clear-cut favorite for this division, honestly. They're bringing back a lot of the guys who got the win last year. McVay's a proven winner. And I think that they are looking like the favorites for me to get this West wrapped up one more time, man. So let's hear your thoughts, Mark. What are your standings here? Who do you got these guys ranked 1-4 here?
Well, I got the Rams, and the two components they've lost there is Sony Michel, who ate up yards there. That's a big loss. And losing Von Miller to Buffalo. So that they're going to get tested, like I said, in that first game. But nobody's going to beat the Rams in this division. San Francisco will come in 2 if they can figure out the Jimmy Garoppolo situation. I got the Cardinals 3, and picking up the rear is a long year in the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle Seahawks.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Yeah, I'm gonna echo that, man. I think the Seahawks are going to be in last. It's going to be, I think, a tight battle between second and third with the Niners and the Cardinals. I think they're both pretty even in terms of their teams, but it's just, you know, like I said, whichever how the schedule shakes out, how they do, that's how it's going to work for me. So I'm going to go with the Cardinals 3. I'll go the 49ers 2. Just depends on, you know, really the quarterback play, honestly, for both those teams. And then 1, I got to go with the defending champs, getting this division locked up. I think it won't be a cakewalk, but I think that it's going to be an easier time this year as opposed to last season. So we'll see how it goes. But, man, the NFC West is a good division still. There's a lot of good football players in it, and I cannot wait to watch this upcoming season right around the corner, Mark. We're almost there. Football season is in the air, just like the fall leaves. It's ready. Hey, man, thank you so much, Mark, once again, for coming on each and every single week talking football with me, talking these division previews. And if you enjoy this video, ladies and gentlemen, please like, comment, share, and subscribe to Good Life each and every single week, Facebook and YouTube. And check out our podcast every single day, thanks to the Belief Podcast Network. Amazing shows with a bunch of amazing guests and awesome topics. And once again, we wouldn't do any of this without the support from you, our fans. Like I said, I've been your host today, Logan Lance, joined by Madman Mark Mancini. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy some football this weekend, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.